Welcome to Just the Taste. I'm Scott Curry with Chef's Best. We gather to talk about the trends in marketing, retail, and production in food and beverage that are shaping the industry. Today, we are joined by Carol May of Wisdom Natural Brands. Carol is president of Wisdom Natural Brands, maker of Sweetleaf Stevia Sweetener. The company was founded in 1982 by her late husband, James. And Carol, first of all, my condolences to you and your family. It certainly seems like the world lost a great man in James. From everything I've read about him online.
Thank you very much.
And I'll admit, Carol, I was a little bit shocked to learn that the company was started in 1982. I want to preface that a little bit by saying I don't know why, but I would have guessed 2012 or something like that. Clearly, James was ahead of his time as an innovator. I understand he was a trailblazer for Stevia, working with the government to lift import bans on the product and various FDA approvals. So I'd like to just open by asking what motivated your husband, James, to found Sweetleaf, and what were each of you doing prior to that?
Prior to his founding of our company, Jim was very much involved with the national and international development of kidney dialysis centers. He was the main consultant to the head of Health and Human Services in the development of the renal dialysis program. And he worked with hospitals and clinics all over the United States and in various parts of the world. He loved his work, but he was concerned about dialysis at that time being very rudimentary. He was very much involved with the development of the dialysis equipment and with the processes involved. He worked with nephrologists. So that's what he had been doing. And then he was introduced to a Peace Corps worker who had just returned from Paraguay at a friend's home. And the Peace Corps worker invited Jim to take a taste of a leaf that he had brought back with him. And Jim said, no, that I'm not interested in leaves from the rainforest. But after a while, he decided to just put it on his tongue and see what happened. And what happened is what would happen when anyone takes either a moist leaf off the plant, this little stevia plant, or a dried stevia leaf ready for processing, your saliva starts the extraction process. And what you experience is greater and greater sweetness that comes from the leaf. And that changed his whole manner of thinking. So that was in 1981, and he did more research and decided to bring this little leaf to the United States in 1982. I had been a mother of six children and also a marriage and family therapist. And then Jim asked me to work on founding this company with him. And so we've done that for 35 years. He actually started me as a partner when he called me from Paraguay after he'd gone to visit with government officials there the first time and told me that I was not to spend any money out of our bank account because he had given it all, you know, to start this company. So that was an immediate introduction. We laugh about it now. We have teased him that he's had a 35-year love affair with this little plant called Stevia. And he truly felt that he had a vision of what would be happening with Stevia to be an alternative, a better for you alternative to the sugars and other sweeteners that people have been using. And science has proved him right. So that's how we began.
Wow. So I very strongly sense that James has always had a concern for public health. So I want to come back to that in a little bit. But thank you for sharing the kind of nexus of the company. And I think it's safe to say it may be the only company where an individual in the Peace Corps tried a rainforest leaf and called his wife and said, I'm giving all my money to the Paraguayan government. certainly took a leap of several leaps of faith, it sounds like. So we'll come back around to some of those themes. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of the advantages and really any other disadvantages as well of using stevia nutritionally and taste and any other factors. I mean, just for the general public that is not familiar with the product, let's maybe start with advantages and then if there's any other disadvantages, what are those like?
Well, I think it's important to note that not all stevia is the same. There are many species of stevia, many varieties, and in fact, it's been said there are over 100 of them.
Oh, wow.
There are some that are specifically the best for use as a sweetener. Others are better for other kinds of uses. So it depends on the variety and then how it's processed. Not all stevia is processed, extracted in the same way by any means. And so we have been very careful to use a water extraction and to use only the highest standards of processing stevia. And the last several years, we have only used organically grown and cultivated and processed stevia. So our standards are really very high. So what happens is there are over 45 currently recognized glycosides or sweet compounds in the leaf. And each one of them is in a different percentage in the leaf, and each one of them has a different impact upon taste. It's important to know which ones to extract and which ones not to extract, and in what percentages they're used. And we have a proprietary grouping of those glycosides that actually bring about the finest taste, the highest sweetness, and the highest standards of quality in our product. And we have had that shown to us because we now have 30 different awards for sweet leaf in terms of taste and innovation. We know how to make things taste good, and so we're very proud of that. You know, some folks have difficulty with either the variety they're using, variety of plant, or else the way they're processing it, such that they can have an aftertaste or a licorice kind of taste associated. That isn't true of our products. They really do taste great. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and if I'm correct, I believe the executive chef panel was Chef's Best awarded Sweet Leaf an excellence award. So the best in the business agreed with you. And I didn't know that that there could be so much disparity. I guess because part of me thinks, and this may be, I may be completely wrong, but sugar being obviously common, I think I've always thought all sugars probably the same, but it sounds like with stevia that it really is a process of developing an appropriate, proper tasting product. And there's a lot of sweeteners out there. And are you ever afraid that you will or have you been grouped with other quote artificial sweeteners, whether produced by nature or produced synthetically? And of course, I'm thinking about Sweet and Low and Splenda and aspartame and all those. So how do you as a brand and as a category ensure that you don't get lumped in with those other products that have been in the market for decades? And I know taste, well, I'm not going to get into what I think, but they taste a certain way. how do you kind of combat against getting seen as just that art, quote, artificial sweetener?
Well, actually, there's nothing artificial in Sweetleaf. Sweetleaf is a plant-based sweetener. It comes from the stevia leaf. It is paired with other plant-based carriers. We don't use sugars. We don't use anything artificial in our products, whether it's an ingredient that we then sell to other manufacturers for use in their products, or whether it's a consumer packaged good. We're not into the artificial. We're into non-GMO. Stevia is a, when it's done right, it is a non-genetically engineered product. It comes from Mother Nature. And the people of native peoples of Paraguay and around the world actually see the little stevia plant as being a gift from the gods. Mm. And they've used it in South America, of course, for over 1500 years. And it's been a part of their diet for that long, and they treasure it. So it's a marvelous plant. And there are those that have used it in a variety of ways. They mix it with other herbs and to give a sweet flavor.
Yeah, is Paraguay
it can be used in baking. I'm sorry.
Was going to just ask. I'm sorry. I was just curious. Is Paraguay the only nation that grows the plant, I guess?
No. It originated in Paraguay.
Okay.
And was first researched in Paraguay by scientists there. However, it's now cultivated all over the world, and particularly throughout South America, but also in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, in a variety of places. North America is just beginning, really. It's all over the world. And some places it grows much better than others. Probably the best place in the world would be Colombia. But it's also growing beautifully now on the islands of Reunion, the Reunion Island, and also Madagascar, for example. So, and in Italy, it's grown well in Canada. So unfortunately it only gets one crop a year there. Whereas in Colombia, which is an ideal spot, it can get 5 to 7 crops in a year.
Wow. So sounds quite sustainable as well.
Yeah.
Shifting gears a little bit to kind of the macro level, I want to talk a little bit, if we could, about sugar and the negative effect it's having on our population related to the obesity epidemic and diabetes. And in your view, can stevia play a role in reducing, you know, some of the sugar addiction and other kind of related physical and psychological causes of obesity? Do you see it as playing a large role in that, in stemming that tide?
Absolutely. You know, in the past few years, there have been many studies that have been developed and executed to show the problems with sugars. It isn't just granulated sugar, of course, but all sugars, from honey to agave to maple syrup to brown sugar, white sugar, whatever kinds of sugar it may be, turbinado. They may taste differently. They may look a little different, and some are liquid and others are granulated. But the reality is sugars, whatever their source, have a detrimental effect on the human body. And in the last few years, the medical and scientific community have found that to be the case in a way they had not even expected. There have been various articles in the Journal of the American Medical Association just this past year, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and then, of course, the American Heart Association has come out with its own studies. And sugars have a detrimental effect upon the cardiovascular system. The University of California at San Francisco has looked into 8,000 studies that show the problems that sugar creates on the cardiovascular system, for example. It isn't only excess calories. It isn't only obesity and the problems that can be derived from obesity itself, but actually there are effects upon the body as far as the brain is concerned, as far as the liver system, the skin, and certainly the endocrine system with the pancreas and such. Throughout the body, sugars pose a problem. So it's important to have a good-for-you alternative. A natural sweetener is what we're looking for, and a plant-based sweetener, that is. And that's what stevia is when it is done correctly and processed correctly, grown correctly, and utilized correctly in products where other ingredients are not artificial either. So you're really getting the best of what nature has to offer.
So is the vision, and you know, certainly correct me if this is impractical or wrong, is the vision potentially in coming years, or maybe it's decades, for stevia, which I believe is zero calorie, to replace sugar and corn syrups? Is that something we should all be aiming for?
Well, if you ask your cardiologist, and we've just come back from the American College of Cardiology and also the American Heart Association, you will find that cardiologists are now becoming distinctly aware of the problems with sugar for the cardiovascular system, much less all the other problems. And they would say, yes, yes, it's important to, there have been some amazing studies that show the detrimental effect of sugar sweetened, particularly high fructose corn syrup, but also other sugars. Sugar sweetened beverages can actually triple one's risk of heart attack and cardiac death, as it were. Not to be scary here, but we're as a nation and as a medical world becoming much more aware of the concerns about sugars in our diet. And that's why the FDA came out this last year with its own recommendations, reducing the amount of sugars in the diet to less than 10, you know, the recommendation being less than 10% of your total calories. But the American Heart Association has restricted it even more, saying that there should be no more than 24 grams in a day for women, or 36 grams of sugar in a day for men. Now, when you consider that one sugar sweetened soda is about 30 to 32 grams, so that's most of your allotment for the entire day. So things are changing, and the Cleveland Clinic, which is considered the finest facility for the diagnosis and treatment of heart disease in the world, actually advises much less than that. They suggest we need to think about reducing and possibly eliminating sugars from our diet. And then, so how do you do that? Well, fortunately, with sweet leaf, stevia sweetener, you can do that and maintain your quality of life and still have fun and have great recipes. We're so grateful to the fine chefs who've developed all kinds of super recipes, not just for desserts, although they're certainly there, but I think most of us are not aware of all the added and hidden sugars that are in the products that we use every day, from spaghetti sauce to marinades to salad dressings, and the list goes on and on. All the prepared frozen product, if you look carefully at the label, you'll see a lot of sugar, and of course in cereals, and it's really quite astonishing when you start adding them up in a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we as you just explained the math, it doesn't work out in the long term for us. So you have a lot of products. Yeah. you have a lot of different products. You have the sweet drops, the sweet leaf water drops, that you mentioned, the organic stevia sweetener. So as we wrap up, without giving away too many secrets, I'm sure there's a lot in the works. What's next for Sweet Leaf?
Well, we have a lot of items in the pipeline, and we're really excited about them. We are looking at ready-to-drinks, at new sodas, at new teas, and that are healthful. And we also have a variety of different forms of stevia that can make one's life much easier and more fun in recipes. So we're looking at baking products and just a variety of things. So we're very, very excited about the next couple of years and the years beyond. The use of stevia is going to... I'm sorry?
There appears to be no slowing down.
That's right. No slowing down. Now is the time to, we're discovering all kinds of things. There may be some new plant-based sweeteners that will be on the market as well. So we're quite excited about the future.
Great. And I know that you can purchase at sweetleaf.com. Where else can our listeners find your products?
Well, you can actually find them in most grocery stores and just about all natural groceries, indeed online at Amazon and other online sellers. And the list is only growing, and you'll be seeing our products in a variety of food service opportunities in restaurants and institutions. Mm. So things are definitely moving.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. It was wonderful hearing the original story back in 1981 of how James really stumbled along across a product that clearly became his life's work as well, and that you and your family are carrying on. And it's also just a pleasure too to, hear anyone that has, a passion for bringing a product to market that could be good for people as well. So I want to thank you for joining us today, and
thank you for having me.
35 years of hard work.
It's been a long journey from our garage where we started. and with our little children helping us, and to now we're in over 30 countries, so it's very exciting.
Amazing. Certainly more worthy of a documentary than a brief podcast. So
well, thank you very much,
and I wish you the best of luck, Carol.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on Just a Taste, the Chef's Best Production. Join us again next time as we talk to more experts in marketing, retail, and production in the food and beverage industry. As always, visit chefsbest.com to learn more.